in the meditations of all our hearts, be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today we continue with our Lenten series of sermons from the Gospel of John. In each case, the reading is an unusually long passage which tells a story with a particular purpose. John, the writer of this gospel, does not try to tell the whole story of Jesus, but emphasizes seven signs or mighty acts which shows the divinity of Jesus. The first sign was the miracle at Cana, changing water to wine. And the seventh sign is raising Lazarus from the dead. The other five, including healing the man blind from birth, which we talked about last week, include the healing of the rich royal official's son, the healing on the Sabbath, walking on water, and feeding 5,000. Associated with the seven signs in John are seven I am statements. Now again, these emphasize the central message of John, which that Jesus was not only fully human, but was also fully divine. As you recall, the name of God in Hebrew, Yahweh, YHWH, comes from the Hebrew verb, I am. When God identified God's self to Moses, God said, quote, I am who I am. Or in some translations, I will be who I will be. So when John writes that Jesus says, I am, John is alluding to the divinity of Jesus. Associated with the story of the raising of Lazarus is the statement, I am the resurrection and the life. Last week, when we spoke of the healing of the man born blind, the statement was, I am the light of the world. When we read the story of the woman at the well, the statement was, I am the living water. The four other I am statements, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the bread of life. I am the good shepherd. And I am the true vine. Today we focus on what Jesus meant when he said, I am the resurrection and the life. To speak of these two words, resurrection and life, we need to start with some theological terminology that you've heard before. First, eschatology. Eschatology comes from joining two Greek words, one which means the end, the other which means the study of. So that eschatology means the study of the end times. When Jesus is speaking of resurrection, he's telling us what will happen at the end of times. By coming to us in the person of Jesus, God initiated the end times. This is sometimes called initiated eschatology. But by coming to us in the person of Jesus, God also brought us new life. We do not have to wait until the end of times to experience new life. The experience of new life now is called realized eschatology. Fancy terms that simply mean this. Jesus came to start something new. Jesus came and changed us for the better now. Jesus came and will come again in the end times to finish what he began. So let's consider this in light of today's scripture. It's helpful to remember that a theme in the Gospel of John is misunderstanding. John likes for a character in his story to misunderstand what Jesus truly means in order to allow Jesus an opportunity to explain the truth. Remember the woman at the well misunderstanding what Jesus meant by living water? Remember the misunderstanding of the disciples that sin caused the blindness of the man born blind? Today, there is the misunderstanding about what Jesus means by Lazarus is asleep. You may recall that in the story of Jesus rising Jairus' daughter from the dead, Jesus is quoted as saying that she sleeps. Similarly, when Jesus raises Lazarus, he states that Lazarus is asleep. In each instance, Jesus is not saying the person's not dead. He is saying that the condition is not permanent. Someone who is asleep can be awakened. The scholar W.E. Vine says this: this metaphorical use of the word sleep is appropriate because of the similarity in appearance between a sleeping body and a dead body. Restfulness and peace normally characterize both. The object of the metaphor is to suggest that as the sleeper does not cease to exist while the body sleeps, so the dead person continues to exist, despite the absence from the region in which those who remain can communicate. And that as sleep is known to be temporary, so the death of the body is temporary. End quote. Jesus' resurrection and promise to prepare a place for us is a promise to awaken us. The evangelist, John, by having Jesus use the Greek word for sleep as a metaphor for death, is making the same point. Those who sleep can be awakened by Jesus and will be awakened by Jesus. Those who have died will be resurrected. Paul said it this way in the verse 1 Thessalonians 4:16, quote, "For the Lord himself, with a cry of command, with the archangel's call, with the sound of God's trumpet, will descend from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first." Whether we are dead or alive, we belong to God. When the Northern and Southern Presbyterian churches reunified in 1983, they wrote a brief statement of faith, which appears in our Book of Confessions. It begins with the beautiful words, "In life and in death, we belong to God." These words are an echo of the words from the Heidelberg Catechism, also in the Book of Confessions, which states in question 1, "What is your only comfort in life and in death?" To which the answer begins, "That I belong, body and soul, in life and in death, not to myself, but to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ." End quote. All of us have experienced loss in our lives. Loss is part of being human. The very human experience that Jesus has in this scripture is the pain of loss of his friend Lazarus in the passage we read today. Even Jesus is said to have wept. The pain of loss is all too real, but Jesus brings life. Jesus brings life now. Eternal life begins now. The fact that Jesus brought to the life that Jesus brought to Lazarus is available to us now. It is realized eschatology. But Jesus brings more. Even after bringing us to life, we know that we will die. Even though Lazarus was called from the tomb by Jesus, he died again. We know that in the end, as Jesus was raised from the dead into eternal life, so shall we be. This is eschatology, life and resurrection. As post-resurrection people, we know that God through Christ has conquered death. We know that Jesus, who was really God and really human, experienced death and was resurrected from the dead. We know that in life and in death, we belong to God. You who are still living belong to God. Those we have lost belong to God. We know this because Jesus told us, I am the resurrection and the life. Indeed, when we turn to the table to take communion together, we remember that Jesus said in John 6:54, those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. Jesus did not mean this literally, any more than he meant he was literally the bread of life. When we celebrate the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, we remember that Jesus is indeed our resurrection and our life. Let us live as those who have new life now. Let us live as those who look forward to resurrection with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Having heard the Word of God read, sung, and proclaimed, let's stand together and say what we believe using the words of the Apostles' Creed printed in your bulletin. What do you believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please remain standing as you're able and turn in the Glory to God hymnal to number 286, Breathe on Me, Breath of God.